Proclamation number 6959 of 1st of November, 1957. Increasing temptations. Intimate prayer. Power of the word. You will still often find yourselves in spiritual distress, for my adversary will do everything in his power to win you back whom he fears to lose. And his means are only ever those which cause you severe distress, mentally or physically, so that you should doubt me. In a God who promised you his help, who said to you, "Ask and it will be given to you. Knock and it will be opened to you." If he succeeds in causing such doubts to arise in you, then he has already taken you one step back. But you yourselves are decisive, for he cannot force you to follow the thoughts which he tries to transfer to you. You can immediately ward off every such thought as soon as it touches you if you are always aware that it originates from my adversary who wants to tempt you. You, who strive towards me, need only ever fully consciously reject my adversary. You need only want not to fall prey to him, and his temptations will bounce off you, for this will of yours gives you the strength to do so. You need not doubt my love for you, and even if your fate in life depresses you, you must still firmly believe that this, too, is only for the salvation of your soul, and that one day you will thank me, who truly knows what is good for you. But again and again my adversary will also try to intervene and want to exploit every weak moment for himself and his plans. But the fact that you acknowledge me and turn to me is an abomination to him, and it is his greatest endeavor to prevent this, to tear you back from me again. And therefore he tries to cast doubts into your hearts about a God who loves you and helps you at all times, as he has promised. And whenever such quiet doubts arise in you, then remember that he is at work and resist him. And know that you are my children whose well-being is close to the Father's heart and from whom he never withdraws his love. And then take everything upon yourselves with submission, for it will only benefit your soul. His activity in the last days, however, will assume devastating proportions, and it requires strong faith to resist him. For this reason I repeatedly draw your attention to the fact that you should not cease to struggle for a strong faith. That you should pray for strength and grace, which I can then also supply to you in great measure. That you also acquire the strength for yourselves through a life of love, and that your faith will then also increase. And that you again and again hold heartfelt dialogue with me, your God and Father, from whose love you came forth. You will be able to draw much strength from this intimate dialogue, for it can flow into you directly if you give me the opportunity to speak to you. For my word is a source of strength which will surely supply you with what you lack. And as soon as you immerse yourselves in my word, as soon as you give me the opportunity to speak to you myself, it will be completely impossible for my adversary to harass you, because then you will stand in a glow of light which he will flee, which is your best protective barrier against his attacks. And if you are therefore in spiritual or physical distress, then test the strength of my word. Give yourselves to me in humble dialogue. Let my word take effect in you, and you will be equal to my adversary's every attempt. You will be able to resist, and your faith in my love and mercy, in my might and wisdom, will grow, and you will increasingly push towards me and detach yourselves from the one who is my enemy and yours. Amen.